Well, good to see the Fremantle Dockers back on the winners list against the Gold Coast Suns. Three games left in their season, and I'm sure they'll be hoping to win as many of those games as possible. Hayden Ballantyne joins us on the program every Thursday morning, 19 minutes after 7. Haydos, good morning.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Good, mate. Season come quickly the end for you, or would you prefer it had another 3 months to go, given you missed so much of it at the start?
Yeah, absolutely. I've only played six games, I think, so a few more would be good for me, but that's the way it is. So, yeah, three more to go. Hopefully we get three wins on the board and get some good momentum ready for pre-season.
Did you find it hard to get into the game in the first half? Your second half was better.
Yeah, the first half was a bit up and down. We played well in patches, but then the second half we really got on top and ran out the game well, so it was good to get a bit of reward for effort for the boys and get a win on the board.
We were talking about Peter Sumich earlier, Bellas, and this is from Mark off the SMS, 19999677. G'day, boys. About Sumich's chances of coaching, if he was based in Melbourne, he would have already had a coaching job, and he'd do all right. A very smart football man, says Mark. How did you find him as a coach down there, mate?
Yeah, really good. I think football's if you play football basic, you'll do well. I think Sumich understands that. So he had three principles for me when he was the forwards coach: keep your feet, clean hands, and first option. And if we did that in the forward line, we'd generally go all right, because you keep it simple, play on instinct, then your skill will take care of the rest. So I think he understands, do the basics well, and you'll go all right. So I think Sumich will do all right if he does get the gig, and I wish him all the best if he does.
So you're happy to endorse him, obviously, from what you've said. Could you see him being a senior coach? I mean, you've played under senior coaches, and then you know what Sumich's been like as your line coach. Could you see him stepping up into the big gig?
Yeah, well, if that's what he wants. I mean, he's been around for a long time with West Coast, Fremantle. He's done very well with the 18s as well. So there's no reason why he shouldn't get a crack at the big at the top and see how he goes.
Well, good luck to him. A bit of a whisper around that Harley Bennell has been penciled in for round 22. So that's not this week, but the following week. Is that the vibe at the club, that they do want to promote him into the seniors and get a couple of senior games into him before this season ends?
I think Ross said the other night that we definitely want him to play this year, and whether that's next week or the week after, we'll see what happens. But we can't wait to get Harley out there, because we all know how good a player he is and what he can bring to the team. So the sooner the better for me. I wouldn't mind him lacing out a few on the chest at Subi next week. That'd be good.
Any advancement on where you're at?
Nah, not yet. I'm just biding time, letting the powers to be get it all sorted. But yeah, it's hopefully a matter of time.
So you're optimistic?
Yeah, optimistic. Well, I've had Ross has given me a pretty good endorsement, so I'm pretty happy with what Ross says.
Good, mate. Brady Gray, how's his hammy?
Yeah, it's nothing major. It's obviously a bit of a pain in the ass for Brady. He's playing some good footy and getting some continuity in his footy, and then that goes. So it's a bit upsetting for him, but that's the way footy is. Injuries happen, so he'll have a couple of weeks off and see what happens.
All right. Who do you think's, we were talking earlier, and you're qualified to say, and you're not in finals contention. Who's your favourite for the flag?
Adelaide are hard to go past for me. They've got such a group of superstar players, and even the blokes under them, they're still superstars in their own right. Number 16 for Adelaide, he's a small defender. No one will probably know who he is, but he's the hardest bloke to get a kick on as a small forward. So
is that Brown?
Yeah, it is Brown. Yeah, he's a very good player and runs off and he tries to set up a bit himself. So they got some very good players and, lots of potential. But I think the Tigers are a bit of a sneaky chance too. If they get up and about, Dusty Martin's probably the best player in the AFL, and Alex Rance is the best defender in the AFL. So superstars again, I reckon they'll be a bit of a smoky.
You're off to Sydney in the SCG on Saturday to play the Sydney Swans. When's the last time you won there?
I couldn't tell you. Honestly, I think the last time we got close, we drew. We won up there. But it's a very, very small ground, very compact. So it could suit our contested footy, hopefully.
Yeah, well, Hayden, we wish you all the best. Just before you go, a word on Stevie J, who's announced his retirement.
Yeah, well, he was coming through the ranks in AFL. He was someone I watched to improve my game, see how Stevie went about it, because he was such a good player, and I'd copy some of the things he'd do. whether that be good or bad, but I'd try and emulate my game around his. And yeah, he's a superstar player, and yeah, it'd be sad to see him go, but you never know. He might add a fourth medal to it around his neck if he's lucky.
Every chance, I reckon. Hey, Hayden, great to chat, mate. Good on you. Finish off strong, won't you? Thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, boys. See ya.